I like to look at kind of very small situations, and those are interesting to me because they seem to illustrate larger things, which is not to say that I write about things that are heavy and deep and all that, but they are small, shining moments that I really like to expand on.
And Okwiri?
I am inspired by the banal things, you know, just small everyday things that seem to have no significance to them, but they inspire my writing.
Tendai?
I try to feed off other writers' work as well, to riff off works that I've liked, but I haven't been done for plagiarism yet.
Everything inspires my writing. I like to torture my characters. I like to put them in difficult situations. And I like to explore people on the fringes, oddities, art, fashion, views, and everything inspires my writing.
What about you, Billy, picking up from Ephemia?
I suppose just what I'd call aha moments. I think because I'm trained as a kind of journalist, I'm used to like observing what I'd call social realities, even when I'm off the job. And just aha moments where I think where you have a very difficult moment that requires not knowledge or kind of experience, but just a kind of quick insight. And I think once I get that, that inspires me enough to write.
Okwiri, will it change anything winning the Cairn Prize?
Yeah, in the sense that it will enable me to write for a while without having to think of, you know, like finding jobs on the side, like editorial jobs or writing for TV or whatever it is I do. Yeah, in some way it will inspire more writing.
Is it the same for you, Billy?
I think for me, because I, for different reasons, I don't think I write as much as I should. And I think part of that is the kind of self-belief one needs. And I think prizes like this just increase, for me, self-belief.
I'd like to pick on something that Okwiri referred to, which was the Cairn Prize is going to give her the freedom to be able to dedicate her time to writing as much as she wants to. I mean, what's the experience of being a writer in your own countries? Because I know it sometimes can be difficult, Diane.
We all have day jobs, and that's interesting because it's material. I think Tendai has the most interesting. But I teach and I review books and I write textbooks. And fiction is really a luxury. It's something that I do because I love it. And if I don't do it, I get really cross.
Diane mentioned your interesting job. Tell us about it.
No, I'm a qualified podiatrist, so no food jokes, please. But writing for me, I suppose I might have gravitated to it. You know, there are art forms where you might need a bit of money to get materials and stuff, whereas for writing, with a pen and paper, you're away. Obviously, nowadays, you need a laptop and stuff, which might make it prohibitive. But I certainly feel that compared to other art forms where you might need better links and connections, say if you're a musician, you might need time in a studio and stuff, writing is more accessible in that particular regard.
Ephemia, I don't think I can afford to be a full-time writer. It isn't a particularly luxurious or a particularly, it's quite a precarious existence. But I do kind of like the tension between the fact that I go to a job that I completely hate, come home, kill my co-workers and my fiction, or like, you know, get to completely go into a different world and write. And I write in the in-between moments on the train, just before I'm going to sleep, on the way to work, during my lunch hour. And maybe that is a good thing. Maybe it pressurizes me to get the most I can out of my day and get the most I can out of my writing.
Billy?
I'm a literary editor. So the organization I work for was set up by writers and artists to actually take care of all these problems, all the challenges I think everyone's mentioned.
I'm going to ask a bit of a naughty question. You're competitors in this room, and each one of you hopes to win. If you don't, Diane, is there anybody you're rooting for in the room?
Who do I want to win? It's a tie. If Amir's pointing to herself. Every time I hear Okwiri's extract, it speaks to me at some cellular level. It makes me want to cry because it's not that it's sad, but that it looks very deeply into this kind of human condition. And then I actually had to review both of these stories when I was working as a journalist. And I really love Chicken, which is Ephemia's story as well, just because of its amazing imagery. I feel like a lot of these writers, well, all of them actually, they're such
composites. And I think that's really beautiful. And what I mean by that is that they are classically trained. They know the literature, Western and African, every other kind there is. And they're still doing something new and original, but that retains traces of this history. And I think that's the way forward. And I'm not one of those people, unfortunately. I'm not doing anything new. I'm just trying to make it pretty.
Oh, query? I don't know. I think winning is not the point. I'm not going to answer your question directly, but I really like everyone's story has something that really appealed to me. For example, the weight of Ephemia's story and just the wisdom in Diane's story. And I don't know, I just really enjoyed all the stories.